So before we begin, I'll take some questions if anybody has a question. Remember, your questions might be what somebody else is going to want to ask, but maybe they're a little afraid to ask. So feel confident to bring any questions out right now. We're family, so there's no bad questions. Yes. Yeah, that sounds like a question for Father Scott Francis. The question, it's Jacqueline, right?
Yes.
Wow, how did I get that? Wow. The question was, what is the difference between mental illness and possession? What is the, that's...
Right. It's a good question. And they don't coexist. They're not necessarily simultaneously present, but they can. Mental illness, depending on how you define it, involves a disturbance in the psychology of a person, the mind, either at an organic brain level, or at the level of thinking, emotions. Whereas possession by a demon is just that. It's where a demon, by virtue of its power and by virtue of the Lord allowing the demon, is able to exert power over an individual and command its body, frequently affect its mind, its emotions, not its soul, but which is the, I would say, the purview of God alone. So, a person who is possessed by a demon, who is under the power of a demon, can also have a coexistent mental illness. A person who is possessed can develop a mental illness. A person who has a mental illness can be possessed. And in certain situations might even be a little bit more predisposed to be possessed, because their minds are weakened, their emotions might be disordered. Like I said, a person who is possessed might ultimately end up killing themselves as a result of the development of a mental illness. Because the demon, part of possession can be what we call obsession, which is a stage in the process. And these are what we call extraordinary phenomena. Demonic possession, obsession, and oppression are extraordinary phenomena, whereas normal temptation, quote-unquote normal temptation, is what we call ordinary phenomena. So a person who is subject to repeated intrusive thoughts, repeated attacks at the level of the psyche might develop a mental illness, depression, possibly even ultimately suicide, and that might contribute to the death of the person, a mental disturbance. So in summary, they can coexist. They don't necessarily coexist. Both can lead to the other. And it's necessary to distinguish the two because they kind of have different treatments, although treating one can help the other. You know, the treatments are a little bit different, but treating one can help the other. Is that okay?
That was really good. I was just talking to Talon here, And I was reflecting on some parts of the Bible where Jesus cured the sick and the mentally ill and casted out demons. It was like a distinguish between the two. And you know, if I remember that correctly, that you know that that you know that so and you know sort of like how remember when I said that the enemy, the devil, is a coward, so he'll capitalize on someone's mental illness, just like he'll capitalize on our own true negative facts about ourselves to get us to accept a lie, you know. But God being God, he's bigger than all of that. He allows certain things to happen so that we can come back better. You know what's really amazing? And thank you, Father. It's really a blessing to have him and his resource and the knowledge that he went through, as well as a medical doctor, and you know, as a physician and as a priest and as an exorcist. That's like a powerhouse that we just feel so blessed that we have Father here to answer some of these questions. Because as parents, who do you go to ask? I mean, a lot of us don't know where. We don't have any resources. But before we start the prayers, I want to bring up Will. Now, Will is the young man who works here at Catholic Family Land, and I'll just let him talk to you, but this is his miracle, what happened. When I was invited to come to Catholic Family Land with Joy and the kids, when they found out what we do, they said, "Can you do this with our whole staff?" And Will was kind of hesitant because... You don't mind me telling him that?
No, he can tell it, honey.
Okay, I'll let. I brought him up here. Okay, this is Will. Give him a round of applause.
Well, I was just excited that he was going to be here again because we met, what was it, 7-8 weeks ago now or something about that. And was it 4?
Holy Week.
There we go. It's all been a blur. You know, getting ready for these fests, you're busy. But I'm not Catholic. My wife is Catholic. That's how we learned of this place. And I'm Episcopalian, ironically, with Paco right there. And I had a pretty rough family life and life growing up. My dad was in the military, and, you know, when you're worried about losing your dad, you got a lot of things going on. And my mother was, she was in a similar situation. There's a little bit there as well. And really had a rough relationship with them, felt like I failed them at times in my life, and I, at one point in my life, I nearly lost my arm. If you could hold that for a minute so I show them, you see the difference in size of my arms. I shattered my arm here, and they had to reconstruct it. And so I had a massive, thank you, amount of nerve damage that throughout the years, I began my college career at the Virginia Military Institute going into a Navy as well, and it was always a roadblock, not being as strong as the other arm and always having this constant pain. And after not being able to do that because of the limitations that I felt were on myself, I felt I further disappointed my family. And I had a lot of I saw he had the blocks up there before. And, you know, I didn't learn of any of this except for from him and his family when they came. Just wasn't something that was in my life. I mean, what do I have to fear? At that point in my life, I bench pressed 220 pounds. What do I have to fear? You know, it's all me. What do I have to forgive? You know, I'm my own person. It was all sorts of things. And when he came, I figured, you know, why not? Why not just go through it and do it? I was just having a rough time with my family at the time. And so I figured, you know, what's it going to hurt? You know, if it's wrong, it's wrong. If he's right, you know, who knows? And I had the list. We had just regular blank white sheets of paper, and I went through, did exactly what he said, and it was surprising. Things that I didn't even remember, people's names that I didn't even remember, I was just writing them down. I couldn't even remember what they were for, and then I would briefly go, okay, that's what this person was, and then I forgot. And I went through the whole day with the family, and by the end of it, I mean, my wrist always popped. It always hurt, and it would get tense, and I'd have to actually get it massaged. And I was sitting in the back of the pew, and it popped. I didn't think anything of it. The next day, I was driving to work, and I did something I hadn't been able to do. And I was driving with my left hand, my right hand on my lap. I had complete motor function in it, and didn't hurt.
What did you used to call your left hand?
I called it my gimpy arm.
He called it his gimpy
arm. Yeah, it didn't
work.
Didn't function right, you know, and it just it has not hurt to this day.
Praise God.
And
Praise God. Amen.
You know, like he told me, you had to believe in it. I think the fact that I said, why not just try it? And I leapt out on that and took a leap of faith thanks to some people that came and were willing to teach everybody. I mean, the whole staff went through it, and it just, you know, he asked me if I'd come by today and tell you the story. And
I just also want to let you know that Will, before he realized he had a healing, felt so good interiorly.
Yeah.
Interiorly, he felt so good that he said to his wife, what's her name? Kate?
Kate, yeah.
Kate, how did I get that name right? He said, Kate, you got to do this.
Yeah.
So as he said, he said, well, what do I do? So he, from memory, tried to tell her, and he says, here's five blank pieces of paper.
Yep.
Go ahead, tell the story.
So I, to the best that I could, because, I mean, this was just all a blur. So I went home that night, and I told her what happened to my arm. She was obviously very skeptical, but I said, grab it. And she grabs it, and I didn't react like I normally would. If someone grabs that arm, I was always, you know, pulling it away from them. And so I laid out the pieces of paper, and I tried to go through it as best I could. And she had, I mean, she got as overwhelmed as I did. I mean, there were some staff members that probably thought I was crazy, because when I saw the amount of things that I've been holding on to, I just, for some reason, broke down and cried. I mean, I broke both my knees throughout my life. I've had my arm impaled. Things don't make me cry. And I just broke down and cried. And she did the same thing. She'd been holding on to a lot of her mother and father when she was little. Both had cancer at the same time. So a six-year-old seeing both her parents possibly die, and she felt that, you know, she failed her sisters at that point and things of that way. Somehow it was her fault. And she had had a spinal injury about a year before that she just bent over. We were moving, and she grabbed and pulled, and one of her discs, you know, nearly ruptured, and she'd had a spinal injury. And she couldn't work because of that. And now she's back at work 4 days a week. And
after she did the prayers. After
as much as we remembered. I mean, just...
What I thought was amazing is because of her heart, the contrite heart, they didn't have the prayers that we're going to do now. So Will would say, well, I don't know what we do. I guess we'll just rip up the sheet and give it to God.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Yep, we just threw it in the trash.
And and she's no longer wearing a brace.
Yeah, doesn't have to wear a back brace. She used to have to wear it every day. And, I mean, sometimes
Praise
it'll twinge
God.
A little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, this can happen for you if we allow God to be God. You know, it's the conversion first. You feel closer to God, you feel like God loves you.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, isn't it a great testament to know that God pays attention and that he can take...
Well, here's the thing. I you know, I'd go to church, again, I was Episcopalian, I go to church on the big days, you know, Christmas and stuff like that. And, you know, my wife and I, you know, we pray 2 hours a day now.
Praise God.
Because it's just... I mean, if someone, you know, who didn't even know I had these issues, all I had to really do was just give the opportunity. I don't even know why I was blessed. You know, it just happens.
Because Jesus loves
you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Who's ready to do these prayers? Amen. Thank you, Will.
God bless you.
What a blessing. What a blessing to have Will here. And what a blessing to have all of you here on the verge. So when Joy was healed... she counted the day that she was healed. She goes back as a testimony. What day was that, hon?
October 29, 2012. So every time there will be a bad weather like this, and I would feel a little bit of the change in the barometric pressure, and I would be a little achy, I go on a spiritual warfare, and that's it. And I say, in the name of Jesus, on October 29, 2012, I was healed. You have no power over me. And it strengthens me a lot.
Right. And so, like, as you go on today, and when you recognize that Jesus has healed you, sometimes it's 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. You look back, and you count this day, and you say, this is the day where I was healed. And you use that testimony because the testimony defeats the enemy. Can you imagine if Adam was there at the time of the temptation with Eve? And when he said, He said, come on, let's eat the apple. If Adam would have said, no, 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 that's not what our God is like. Our God is a good God who loves us. He could have defeated the snake in the garden. Your testimony, we have enough people in this world who says God does not exist and that you're going to die and that you're going to be sick and there's no cure. You combat that with your testimony and it defeats the plan of Satan because it's the truth. Amen?
So, another, when Patrick mentioned half of our kids, went apart, so... we have one kid who decided, after finishing bachelor's in biology, he said, I'm going to go to San Francisco, make myself rich and all that stuff. And so he went away from our Lord for a long, long, long time. And whatever, we're trying to keep the communication open, but he let us in. He's a very good boy. But there was a time where there was a gang shooting in San Francisco, and he was almost killed, right?
Yeah, because there was a shooting spree. There was nowhere for him to hide. So the gunfire started to happen, and he realized, I'm dead. There's nothing, and he didn't know which way to run because they were shooting everybody on the street. And
I would have thought that would have converted him, right? But still nothing. But like a month ago, before we went to Catholic Family Land during Holy Week, we were ministering in Pittsburgh. And after we finished a seminar and a workshop like this, 3 days after, he called me and he said, I don't know what happened. I just feel I want to go to confession. So I said, okay, you can do it. You can do it. So we prayed for him, and he had a general confession, and the priest said, welcome back home. Praise God. I was like, so out of the 9, we still have 2 more.
Yeah. 2 more to work on. So we're going to start right now. What you want to do is you want to take your first sheet of paper, and you want to lay that one on top. And when we get through the first set of prayers, the first one that's pretty hard is the unforgiveness one. That takes a little bit longer. But right after that one, they go boom, 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 and then you're done. So the prayers take a little bit long, but you got to remember that most of us have 30, 60, 25 years of conflict in our life that we're getting rid of. So it's in comparison, it's not that bad. But I am very proud of everyone that's here. You need to see this. So when we say the prayers, remember, Father taught me something about when he does his prayers. One time he was praying in Latin, and there was a mistranslation of what he was praying for, and he had to go back because he had to have the intent in his mind while he was praying. So we want to mean what we say and say what we mean. We want to have a full heart while we pray, so that we mean what we say. So it's important to say the prayers and to mean it with our heart when we're coming to the Lord. That because the prayers in itself, they're words. We have to put the meaning behind those words to make it effective. Understand? Does that make sense? Okay, so can you see this? I know it's a little hard. If you have to move up front, it's worth it. You can move up front. Or move into the center. Yes. You have your husband's papers. Well, you're definitely you're in the sacrament, right? And you're one. So, you say the prayers and you can rip them up. You know, he knows what you helped him with that, but and it will help. You know, just like Joy prayed for her son and our son, and it did help him, right? So I'm not saying that it won't help. The best case scenario is he says the prayers. That. You can rip it up. You can rip it up. But there is a benefit for him to say the prayers. I can't deny that because that's a, you know. But you know. God knows, right? In the situation, John wants to be here, right? So God knows that. So however it's going to work out, it's going to work out because God's got this.
Just out of curiosity, Anita, did he ask you to say the prayers for him?
There you go. There, his permission.
You have his permission.
You're representing him.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. That's a good insight that you asked his permission. He gave your permission because it was all about asking permission from Jesus to take on our strongholds, right? You know, and he is such a merciful and good God. So we want to, can you see that, Father?
Yes,
that
I can.
Okay. All right. We're going to begin. I'll sit right here. I'm not going to disappear. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us prepare ourselves for this prayer, acknowledging our general sins and failures, and asking for the Lord's mercy.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, lead us to eternal life.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us together praise the glory and majesty of God.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praises you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide, you, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man, set us free. You did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we put our whole trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in thy well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, specifically the generations of the families that we bring before you today, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 9. It was the first year that Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the race of the Medes, reigned over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, tried to understand in the scriptures the counting of the years of which the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, that for the ruins of Jerusalem 70 years must be fulfilled. I turned to the Lord God, pleading in earnest prayer with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord, my God, and confessed.
Ah, Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant towards those who love you and observe your commandments, we have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. The men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, and all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery towards you. O Lord, we are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, and our fathers, for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebelled against you and paid no heed to your command. O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us through our servants the prophets. Because all Israel transgressed your law and went astray, not heeding your voice, the sworn malediction recorded in the law of Moses, the servant of God, was poured out over us for our sins.
You carried out the threats you spoke against us and against those who governed us by bringing upon us in Jerusalem the greatest calamity that has ever occurred under heaven. As it is written in the law of Moses, this calamity came full upon us. As we did not appease the Lord, our God, by turning back from our wickedness and recognizing his constancy, so the Lord kept watch over the calamity and brought it upon us. You, O Lord, our God, are just in all that you have done, for we did not listen to your voice.
Now, O Lord God, who led your people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand and made a name for yourself, even to this day, we have sinned. We are guilty, O Lord, in keeping with all your just deeds. Let your anger and your wrath be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain. On account of our sins and the crimes of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become the reproach of all our neighbors. Hear, therefore, O God, the prayer and petition of your servant, and for your own sake, O Lord, let your face shine upon your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, O my God, and listen. Open your eyes and see our ruins and the city which bears your name. When we present our petition before you, We rely not on our just deeds, but on your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, pardon. O Lord, be attentive and act without delay. For your own sake, O my God, because this city and your people bear your name.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So on this part, we're doing the Psalms and we're doing it in a chorus. So in the chorus, the first chorus will be on Father's side here. You will be chorus number one in white. And then we are going to be chorus number two. So we'll take turns. So the opportunity is to listen and respond. Just as we pray to God, we have to first say something and then we have to listen. So that's why we're doing it in two choruses. So pay attention. Just because we're not talking, we need to listen to what is being told us. Okay?
You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler.
You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishments of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent.
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot.
Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. As we stand for the gospel.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll, and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this passage, this scripture passage, is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So now we can sit down and we gather that first sheet of paper. This unforgiveness is the single largest blockage to all healing prayer. Embarking now on our specific healing prayer, we begin by ridding ourselves of it. We take the unforgiveness worksheet and we put it on the top of our laps.
Bring to the Lord all the situations over which there was disagreement between you and the people that hurt you, the people whose names you wrote on your sheet number one. Symbolically, place those situations into your open hands, not the sheets, which help you simply to specify them, but the situations. And as I say the following prayer, lift up your open arms, releasing those situations to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we give you each one of these things and ask that you take them and pour your love and healing power over them. We thank you, Lord, that you have the power and grace to redeem them. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to lift all the pain and hurt that has been involved with each one of these things, that you lift it from their hearts, their minds, and from their spirits. We ask that you lift the burden of these things from their shoulders. We give all these to you, Lord, and we trust you to deal with them. Thank you, Lord, for taking each one of these things away.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask for the grace today to forgive everyone in my life. I know that you will give me the strength to forgive. Heavenly Father, I now forgive by an act of my will my parents, my siblings, my spouse, my children, my relatives, my friends, my co-workers and peers, my parish priest, and all people I have come into contact with that have hurt me. I choose to let go of all resentment towards them and towards you because of hardships, sickness, or death in the family. I surrender to you today in faith and trust. You love me more than I love myself, Jesus. You are Lord of my life. Please come into my heart in a deeper way and remove any unforgiveness that would block the flow of your love. Please give me the grace to rest in your arms and allow myself to be loved by you. Lord, because you have forgiven me, I can forgive myself for sins, faults, and failings. For all that is truly bad in myself, or all that I think is bad, I do forgive myself. I let go of all self-directed negativity. I release the things held against myself and make peace with myself today. I now stand before you as an intercessor and extend forgiveness to my ancestry for acts of negativity and unlove. I come before you, Lord, on behalf of everyone in my family tree and apologize for any sinful actions. Let forgiveness flow through my family tree. Let the wounds of the past be healed through my act of forgiveness today. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Amen. So that's number one. So if you haven't already ripped up number one, we want to rip up number one. And my wonderful, beautiful wife is going to come around with a box. And my son, Lucas. And you can throw those number sheets number one in the box. I thought it was pretty funny one time. There was a man who was ripping up his unforgiveness sheets, and he couldn't quite reach the box. And he tried to give it to the man next to him, and the man says, "I'm not touching that. No way. I'm not touching your sins." So after we get done with this, we're going to offer it up. So imagine that this is, normally we have a present box, so it's wrapped up like a gift. because we're going to give this to our Lord as a gift, as a sacrifice offering, and we're going to release all justice due to ourselves and let Jesus handle it. Amen? So now we want to go to sheet number 2, which is fears, childhood traumas, and lies. Are we ready? Here we go. Heavenly Father, I confess that I have condemned myself in judgment concerning when I believed I was rejected, not good enough, abandoned, alone, not worthy of your love, and the like. I now see all these as lies that the enemy lured me into agreement with. Forgive me for the role of my mind in that situation, as I now renounce all of these as lies about my true identity as your beloved child. Please cleanse me of all self-condemnation by the blood of Jesus and restore in me a healthy self-esteem. I invite you, Lord, into any painful memories I have concerning what was done or what happened to me. Please heal any wounds I received and help me to have your perspective on what happened. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and empowering me to live for you as a new creation. I ask this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Repentance about a wrong image of others. Heavenly Father, you are holy and righteous. You are perfect in justice. I confess that I may not have forgiven as you commanded me. I now have forgiven those who hurt me, abused me, or debased me. I confess my pride and judgment of them when I believed and pronounced lies about them in my heart. Lies because I couldn't have fully known the very depths of their hearts and their own problems. I only saw that part of them that related negatively to me. You alone, Father, know our hearts, and all judgments belongs to you. I am sorry for attempting to take your place over them. Father, I ask that you will touch their hearts, that you bless them with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, that they may know you as the Lord of their life. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus your Son, to forgive me for not forgiving them. I thank you, Lord, for enabling me to forgive them from my heart, for removing all resentment from me, and I ask you to heal my heart and soul. Please help me to thoroughly entrust these people and the wrongs they caused me into your hands. I pray that your will be done in my life and in their lives. Amen.
Repentance about a wrong image of God. Heavenly Father, forgive me if I blamed you for the bad things that happened to me. I had believed that you were not there for me, that you did not protect me, that you were too occupied to think of me, that you were a distant God, too important for me. I now recognize that all this was a distortion of your true identity as a loving Father. I realize that the enemy used true negative facts to make me believe lies about myself, about others, and about you, my Father. I realize, too, that in believing the lies about myself and others, as I have confessed above, that, too, was a direct attack on your true identity because you did not make us that way. I know that you are perfect, just, and holy, and now understand that you had nothing to do with the cause of my affliction. I failed to perceive that you suffered from those events more than I did, because you made me. I now choose to let go of any distortions of your identity that I held on to up to now, which caused me to doubt your love and not to trust you fully in the depths of my being. I reinstate you and acclaim you as my loving Heavenly Father. Forgive me, Father, for judging you in my weakness. Please heal my wounds and deepen my understanding of your love. I invite you to give me your own perspective of my life. I receive your healing and forgiveness, Father, and I thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Okay, good job. That's Castle Gate number 2. We ripped that up. And Joy and Lucas are coming around to close that gate. Okay, I think we're... So number 3 is what we're at right now. It's a pretty big box. How you doing, Talon? Okay. Unhealthy relationships on the top of our pile. We're severing unhealthy relationships prayer. Now, this is the only to take the bad part out of the relationship. So if you have a soul tie with your mom, it doesn't mean you stop talking to your mother. It's just going to take the bad stuff out.
Write down the names of the people as far back as you can remember where you feel that an unhealthy, a sinful, a controlling, or a manipulative relationship of some kind existed or exists. This has most certainly caused an unhealthy link. And this link includes an unhealthy relationship with a place, a thing, including an animal, or an idea. These links can also exist between us and people who have already died. Coming from the type of relationship we had with them. Also, a long, lingering grief after a loved one's passing can develop into this kind of link, an unhealthy link with the deceased person. All these afterwards easily become vehicles of the evil one to access us.
In the name of Jesus, I now make the decision to sever all negative spiritual links from any unhealthy relationship I have had or ever had, from unnatural and abused authority or manipulation or domination and control or inappropriate relationships or viewing of pornography or unhealthy friendships or extended grieving.
And especially I break any unhealthy ties that may be present between me. I renounce all covenants, pacts, promises, curses, and every other work of darkness to which I may have been exposed through an unhealthy tie. As a volitional act and by the decision of my own will, by the power of the name of Jesus, I loose myself from every unhealthy tie and from every form of bondage of my soul or body to Satan or to any of his agents, be they human or demonic.
I choose now to present my soul and body to the Lord as a living sacrifice, Romans 12:1, and to walk in holiness as you, Lord Jesus, enable me to do so. Amen. Now the fragmented parts of the Holy Spirit, soul, spirit of heart, so rendered by these links, can be called back to be restored to their rightful place.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every portion of our inner being that may have been fragmented, torn, or broken to come back to its proper place and to be healed. every piece of our hearts to be returned, our souls to be restored, and every bondage or related unhealthy tie to be completely broken. Lord, I ask you now to heal our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and our souls. Guard all these by your power and your love, keeping them aligned to your own mind and your own heart and your Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Okay, so let's rip up that number three. You guys are doing really good. I imagine as the chains get broken, that it's easier to move around and get through this. Every time I do this workshop, I feel that there's a degree of release, of healing that accompanies our family. Just like our son James the last time we did it up in Pittsburgh. That was a surprise. The Lord surprised us with that healing. Does anyone need? Okay, we got one over there. Everyone's got it. So the number three, no, we're on number four, the occult. Okay, closing gate, the occult renouncement prayer. Heavenly Father, I repent for and renounce all satanic, occult, pagan, New Age, or seeking knowledge out of the Lord practices in which I or any other member of my family line, past or present, may have been engaged. I see these now as sin, and I ask for your forgiveness.
In the name of Jesus, may the Father grant forgiveness.
Heavenly Father, forgive me, my family members, and my ancestry, for turning from you to these evil limitations of your knowledge and power. I offer my forgiveness to any persons, my family line, who has indulged in these or other sinful practices. I ask to heal my ancestry, myself, and my family members of any harm these practices may have caused.
In the name of Jesus, may the Father grant forgiveness.
Thank you, Lord, for this forgiveness.
Now stand and we renounce Satan in the Lord's name.
I now renounce you, Satan, and everything you have had in me, and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. I command you in Jesus' name to depart from me and trouble me no more. I renounce all contact with anything occult or satanic. If I have any contact objects, I commit myself to destroy them, and thus I cancel all Satan's claims on me. I renounce all the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. I renounce all sinful desires that take me away from the love of God. I now turn to Jesus Christ and proclaim him once again as my Savior. I put my whole trust in his grace and love. I promise to follow and obey him as my Lord. Amen. I now take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, as we hear in Hebrews 4:12, and cut us free from every bondage to the occult world. I close the door between us and that world and seal it with the most precious blood of Jesus and bar it with his cross. Let us walk carefully in our healing, asking the Lord's protection,
staying close to his word and to his people. Since the occult is the utmost attempt to God's sovereignty in us, let us now renew that first act that consecrated us to God, our baptism. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He was sent to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's grace.
Will you persevere in resisting evil and, whenever you fall into sin, repent, seek the sacrament of reconciliation, and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's grace.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's grace.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's grace.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's grace.
Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself, and that by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to your service. Renew in these your servants the covenant you made with them at their baptism. Send them forth in the power of the Holy Spirit to perform the service you set before them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit, who has begun this good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and of his kingdom.
Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, let your fatherly hand ever be over these your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you eternally in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now we place the occult worksheet aside and bring up the family sin pattern, so you can rip up closing that access point. Huh? Yeah.
It's about 4:10. It's about 4:10. Is that correct? It's about 4:10. Okay. 4:10.
Okay, as we come to the final access point, we're all ready to go. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your holy name for the blessings that have been passed down to us through our families.
We thank you for the faithfulness of those in our ancestries who were godly, and we thank you that in any family there are not only inherited sins for which we should seek forgiveness, but there are always also inherited blessings for which we praise you. We therefore thank you for all those in our family lines who through their love and care pass down to us peace, love, and an ability to know you and your Son, Jesus Christ.
Lord, we thank you.
But Heavenly Father, there are negative things in our family lines as well. We ask you, Almighty and Everlasting God, to please heal all hurts and free from all bondages all generations of our family lines, past, present, and future.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We ask for your forgiveness of those in past generations who have sinned against you and hurt others by engaging in occult practices, pagan and satanic worship, and all of the abominations associated with these practices. Please break the hold these sinful practices have on our family lines.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We ask for your forgiveness of those in past generations who may have sinned against you and hurt others by holding on to anger, unforgiveness, and unrepented bitterness. Please break the hold these sins have on our family lines.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
We ask for your forgiveness of those in past generations who may have sinned against you and hurt others by committing suicide, murder, or abortion. Please break the hold these sins have on our family lines.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
We now commend into your hands anyone in our family lines who committed suicide, especially have mercy and forgive them. Receive them into the blessed rest of everlasting peace and into the glorious company of the saints in light.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We commend into your hands also the miscarried, aborted, and stillborn children of these families here, and all those children who died without being consecrated to you. By the names of Mary and Joseph, we consecrate them all to you at this very moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We commend to your mercy all those of these families whose death came through violence, of murder or wars, or through tragic accidents or natural catastrophes, and who may have died without being prepared to meet you, especially we raise to you, Lord, all those of our ancestry who died without baptism for whatever reason. We ask you to apply to them the grace of the baptism of desire, even if they may have died in total ignorance of you. We give all these souls to you and ask that they be welcomed into the kingdom to be in your presence with all the angels and saints in heaven.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We now offer our love and forgiveness to those who hurt members of our family lines. We also offer our love and forgiveness to those members of our family lines who sinned against others. We ask you to bring all these people into wholeness.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We ask you to forgive those of us in this present generation and our descendants for any way in which we may have given in to the tendency to sin in the same way as our forebears did. Forgive us and restore us to life and to health.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Closing gate number 5, the prayer for breaking generational bondages. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the blessed name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for sending Jesus, by whose holy blood and precious sacrifice my loved ones and I can be set free from and the brokenness, woundedness, sinful attitudes, and negative patterns of our ancestries. I thank you, Father, that you have called me to be free from all bondage in the name of Jesus, and I praise you that in Christ I shall be set free. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to reveal to me by the power of your Holy Spirit those ways in which I may be living out inherited sin patterns. I acknowledge before you, Father, all of these sin patterns, known and unknown to me, in my life and in the lives of my ancestries. I confess to you the evil inclinations, compulsions, and bad habits that have influenced my family and me. I ask you to forgive me and all my ancestries for all of these sins. In the name of Jesus and by his precious blood, set us free in you forever, Holy Father. Empty our souls of sin and fill them with the holiness of Jesus. I claim the Lord Jesus Christ as my true inheritance, and I thank you, Father, for the most wonderful gift of your Holy Son. I bless you, Jesus, that you have come to show me my true roots, which are within the very heart of God. Prayer for the healing of generational predisposition. Dear Lord, if there is any negative predisposition or bondage that has come down to me through my parents, my grandparents, or others, I ask you through your power to set me free. Send your Holy Spirit, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, and by the sword of the Spirit, cut me free from any predisposition to... Lord Jesus, in place of this weakness, fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit, and fill me with your spirit of self-control, confidence, courage, fortitude, or whatever fruit of the Spirit counteracts this weakness that I have. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Almighty Father, we ask that you reveal to us any places in our family lines that need further prayers. Break the strongholds, bondage of sin and ignorance. Look upon all of the people in our generational lines with compassion. Free them all, that they might come before you in a sure knowledge of your love and forgiveness. Send into every dark and hurting place the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, that all generations may learn to live in wholeness of mind, body, and spirit, to the eternal glory of your holy name, in and through your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. The breaking of curses prayer.
This prayer is for breaking any word curses, when the power of the word used negatively to us, meaning from somebody else, or from us towards somebody else, and any generational curses, which are generational non-blessings, that may have been affecting our lives.
In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of his cross and blood,
I now break and make null and void the power of any curses, contracts, covenants, hexes, spells, or pacts made against me or my family lines, those made by me or any members of my family lines against another person. I break and make null and void any inner vows, bitter root judgments, or expectations made against my family lines or by any member of my family lines against another person. I place the cross and blood of Jesus, his power and authority, between the past generations of my family and the present generation, cutting off any evil that could be passed down. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the Son of God and the only way to God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I give up all my rebellion and all my sin, and I submit myself to you as my Lord. I confess all my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness, especially for any sins that expose me to a curse. Release me also from the consequences of my ancestry's sins and sinful attitudes. Lord Jesus, I believe that on the cross you took upon yourself every curse that could ever come upon me. So I ask you now to release me from every curse over my life in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, I now receive my release. And I thank you for it. Amen.
So to note that the people may now tear up all five sheets of paper. If you haven't yet, they will later be burned as a sign that the Lord is lifting them up, all from us to what he wills with them. They will be up in the air for him. And now after closing all five gates of the evil one, we will do the prayer of deliverance. There may be mentioned a lot of things in the deliverance prayer, some of which you may never have heard of or don't think apply to you personally in your personal situations. But what we must remember is that the deliverance prayer is for your whole ancestry and family, both far back and far into the future, and the evil one has been working on us for a very long time. So in this last prayer, we are going to stand and fight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of his blood, his cross, and his resurrection, I bind you, Satan, and all your evil spirits, demonic forces, satanic powers, principalities, attributes, aspects, clusters, endowments, satanic thrones. I bind all kings and princes of terrors. I bind all demonic assignments and functions of destruction from any of the above demonic entities from outer space, the air, water, fire, the ground, the netherworld, and the evil forces of nature. I bind all interplay, interaction, and communication between satanic and demonic spirits, and expose all you demonic forces and spirits as weak and defeated enemies of Jesus Christ. I sever all demonic spirits from any demonic ruler above these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all enemies of Christ present together, all demonic entities under the one highest authority. Your assignments and influences are over and broken in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of his word and of his shed blood on the cross, I bind and cast out, sending to the foot of the cross of Jesus, all the evil spirits of pride, ignorance, unforgiveness, gossip, envy, competitiveness, criticism, impatience, resentment, haughtiness, rebellion, stubbornness, deceitfulness, defiance, disobedience, violence, divorce, laziness, accusation, confusion, procrastination, self-hatred, suicide, shame, depression, rejection,
poor self-image, anger, schizophrenia, manipulation, anxiety, timidity, jealousy, greed, revenge, covetousness, fear, possessiveness, control, division, retaliation, distrust, selfishness, loneliness, isolation, ostracism, lack, paranoia, nervousness, passivity, indecision, doubt, deception, dishonesty, unbelief, withdrawal, betrayal, escape, infirmity, nerve disorder, lung disorder, brain disorder, dysfunction, AIDS, cancer, hypochondria, fatigue, anorexia, bulimia, addictions, gluttony, perfectionism, alcoholism, workaholism, nicotine, self-abuse, sexual addictions, sexual impurities, sexual perversion, seduction, lust, incest, pedophilia, lesbianism, homosexuality, pornography, adultery, masturbation, homophobia, frigidity, impotency, immorality, witchcraft, enticing spirits, death, dumb, blind, mute, sleeping spirits, hyperactivity, new age spirits, occult spirits, religious spirits, antichrist spirits, and any other spirits of death and darkness, all in the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us now pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us exchange a sign of peace, signifying peace in our ancestries and peace in our living families. I'm glad you're here. Really glad you're here. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace with you, Sandy. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace. Peace.
Oh, there's John. Hey, John.
Hey.
Father, peace with you. I'm so glad you made it. Yeah, she's right over here.
Peace be with you, Lucas.
Look at you. Look at you as here as Peter. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We pray to the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to infill. We had just gotten rid of everything, and now we're going to fill it with the Holy Spirit. All together,
I now call forth and loose the Holy Spirit, the heavenly host, the holy angels of God, to surround and protect and cleanse with God's holy light all areas vacated by the forces of evil. I ask the Holy Spirit to permeate my mind, heart, body, spirit, and soul, creating a hunger and thirst for God's holy word, and to fill me to overflowing with the life and love of my Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call forth and ask the Holy Spirit to fill me with the gifts of peace, patience, love, joy, charity, humility, forgiveness, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, discipline, relinquishment, freedom from shame, good self-image, prosperity, obedience, a sound mind, order, fulfillment in Christ, truth, acceptance of self, acceptance of others, trust, self-control, freedom from addictions, freedom of having to control, wholeness, wellness, health, light and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the love
of God our Creator bless us. May Jesus be our Lord, our Savior, and our Good Shepherd. Holy Spirit, fill us with your graces and gifts. Come, Holy Spirit, direct our bodies, minds, hearts, and souls to you. Come, God of timelessness. Come, giver of God's healing. Come, light of our hearts, visit our souls. In your gracious visit, bring us consolation and relief in our family sickness, our family suffering, our family fears and turmoil. In life's temptations, fill us with your divine power and mercy. In family sorrows, fill us with hope and peace. In all our family problems, be with us as our advocate. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Without you and your divine help, we can do nothing good, and everything in our life is sinful. Fill our minds with your peace and joy. Give us new hearts filled with divine love. Let our hearts be your fountain to bring this living water of divine love and mercy to thirsting souls in our family. Give us a new spirit. Breathe on us your spirit of wisdom, understanding, fortitude, knowledge, counsel, piety, and fear of the Lord.
Holy Spirit,
let the gifts of our family come active and dynamic in all its members. Grant us those special gifts. Your wisdom knows are best suited to our talents and personalities. For these gifts, use us to build God's kingdom. Holy Spirit, grant our family and us your gift of healing. May this healing bring our family wholeness in body, mind, and soul, and make us your instruments to bring healing to others by our prayers. Holy Spirit, grant our family the greatest of all healings, the grace of eternal life. It was you who entered into the tomb of Jesus on the first Easter. It was your divine power that brought Jesus back to his glorious resurrection. Let us share in the resurrection victory of Jesus. Let us share in his victory over sickness, sin, death, every evil, and every power of the devil, now and eternally. Let each of us here be a channel of grace for these gifts to each member of our family. Mary, Mother of Jesus, and our Mother, pray with us. Pray that we and the other members of our family may experience a new Pentecost in our own lives, in the Church, and throughout the world. May we go forth as instruments of the Holy Spirit, filled with divine wisdom and power to bring God's love and healing to all members of our family, those present to us now, those of our ancestral past, and those of our future generations. Pray for us, Mary, that like you, we may be God's instruments to bring his peace and healing. Be to us always a loving mother of perpetual help. Lord Jesus, let your most precious blood flow back through our family lines to all those living or dead, healing all hurts, sinful patterns, and occult bondages of all those who need your life, your mercy, and your love. In the name of Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen.
You can sit down.
All-powerful God, once again we thank you for the many blessings you have channeled to us through our ancestries. By the power of this prayer, give our brothers and sisters, the deceased members of the families represented here, eternal happiness in the fellowship of the just. Release them from all bondages, which have separated them from your presence. Give them eternal happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Mary, Holy Virgin Mother, we thank you for interceding for us before your Son, Jesus Christ. With love, you became his mother, gave birth to him, nursed him, and helped him grow to manhood. With love, we return him to you, but this time with us attached to him. To hold him once more with us, and to love him with all your heart with us. Holy Mother, ask God to forgive our sins and help us serve him more faithfully. Keep us true to Christ until death, and let us come to praise him with you forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord be with you. Let us bow our heads and pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In his great love, the God of all consolation gave you the gift of life. May God bless you with the faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious to you who are alive. And may he grant forgiveness and life. And to all of your family members who have died, may he grant forgiveness and a place of light and of peace. May the Lord look kindly upon you and give you peace. As you believe that Jesus rose from the dead, so may you one day rise and live with him forever in joy. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us read together.
The slave does not remain in the house for forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
John 8:35-36. Amen.
Amen.
You guys did it great. Amen.
Amen.
So what time do we have? So as you are healed, what I want you to do is to make note of the date. Write that date down for yourself and your family, and pay attention for the next 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and notice what changes happen after this day. Most people don't do deliverance prayers in their low life. How many times have you done deliverance prayers in your life? I mean, realistically, we don't. So this is a great opportunity for us. Father does it a lot for other people.
You asked.
Yes, I did ask. I thought you were raising your hand to talk. What I really wanted us to do is, now that we received all these great prayers and Father's company with us, I want us to take this opportunity and bless Father. And if we could all raise our hands to our priest, and we just thank you, Papa God. We just love that you've given us Father Scott. We just ask you, Lord, to have mercy on him and bless him. Cover him in your precious blood, O Lord Jesus. Let him know, console him. Let him know that he is so loved and needed in our lives, that we appreciate him so much of the sacrifices that he made. Oh, Father, Father God, he was first a doctor to help people, and he decided he just didn't want to bring people to the grave. He wanted them to bring them to heaven, and he sacrificed so much even more for your people out of love for you, Lord Jesus. Console him. Give him graces. Give him a special anointing of wisdom and revelation. Give him the grace of healing, that he may not only heal people in this world physically, but in eternity. Oh, Lord Jesus,
You can do all things. I ask you to give Father the gift of peace. Give him the gift and the graces needed to complete the missions that he sets before him. You know the crosses he's carried throughout his life. You know where he stands right now, and you know the mountain he intends to climb in your name. Oh, gracious God, it was you who said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Lord Jesus, we humbly approach you as your church on the behalf of your Son, your servant, Father Scott Francis Bonet. We ask for special blessings upon him this day and forever in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you very much.
So as we go forth, I just want to make an Joy, do you want to give the Father the phone that you had or no? So when you go out and you're healed and you have this newfound life in Christ, there are times you're going to hear of great evil, and there's always a proper response for us to do when we hear about evil. So what would you do if you happen to come across and you hear the devastation of maybe a couple that's going through divorce in your parish? What do we do? Is it possible that we can call that person up and say, don't? That's an attack on the family. It's kind of hard to do that because they're going through a very complicated situation in their family's life. But if you look at this, the perspective that we're under attack and as our castle, if I were in a place as a castle, my family's in this castle, and the neighboring castle's being taken and is under siege, what should I do in my castle? I should reinforce my castle. I should recommit my men and protect my borders. And that's kind of what we did with the baptismal vows. But when I see someone that's having divorce, I have to do the opposite of divorce. What's the opposite of divorce? Marriage. Joyce and Campbell, if you will have me, will you marry me this day? She said yes. And all who are married here, you're welcome to join us. But we're going to renew our marriage and we're going to fortify our bond.
For everybody here who is married, I will give you an opportunity to renew your wedding vows. Dear brothers and sisters, on your wedding day, you joined your lives in an unbreakable bond through the sacrament of matrimony. I invite you now to join your right hands and renew the promises you made to one another. And so I remind you, husbands, that by the Lord's goodness, you took this woman to be your wife. Do you affirm your promise to be true to her in good times and in bad?
I do.
In sickness and in health?
I do.
Do you promise to love her and honor her all the days of your life?
I do.
And so I remind you, wives, that by the Lord's goodness, you took this man to be your husband. Do you affirm your promise to be true to him in good times and in bad?
I do.
In sickness and in health?
Do
you promise to love him and honor him all the days of your life?
I do.
Husbands, you may kiss your bride.
Thank you.
that leads me to want to do something that I wanted to do after you all blessed me, and that is sing, Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
So the last requirement of the healing workshop, Breakthrough Healing, is that you must celebrate today. So whatever you do today, make sure that you're having fun and you're thanking the Lord for the gifts. In anticipation, just like the Blessed Mother at the wedding feast at Canaan was full of joyful hope, she turned to the servants and said, do whatever he tells you, and then the party began. So praise God. Thank you. And if you want to have this come to your parish or your town, come and get my card. We travel, and we appreciate it. We do make family crosses. We haven't had time to bring them out, but we're going to be here tomorrow. Maybe we'll bring them out. Know that if you see our crosses and we're, you know, the boys are here, that's something that, you know, you can contact us afterwards. If I think we only have five left. You can look at our crosses. They're made out of exotic woods, and they represent a family. So they're all different, and they're all handmade, and they're made by us and the boys. Is this? Oh, we're going to show you. We're actually going to a healing mission in Lebanon. This, what is it? November? October.
End of October, beginning of November.
So we have an opportunity for people to come with us to sign up on this trip. Father, your children, our family's going with our kids. Father Scott's going to be going, and we're going to go on a tour to Lebanon and the holy sites. And it's pretty amazing. Of all the holy significance there, they have over 300 saints. Yeah. Okay, close that though. That's my daughter.
I thought I closed them all, but they kept more open.
There's 485 you have to close.
Oh no.
Yeah, 485. Yeah, we got a little popular this year.
Can't get that out of there.
Anyway, the okay. idea is that it will be a pilgrimage to Lebanon. It will be an opportunity to praise the Lord, to thank Him, to celebrate Mass and the other sacraments together, to travel, and to have a healing experience. Some of these workshop experiences will be part of the pilgrimage for those pilgrims and for people that we will meet in Lebanon. And there are many, many saints that have come out of Lebanon. Lebanon is really a land of saints. It's referred to in Scripture frequently. It should be a blessed experience to get to know Lebanon together. So anybody who might be interested in joining us, you're welcome to contact us.
Yep, Joy and Patrick. And you know, it's really, we know the people that have invited us to go in there. It's actually a dual mission.
We'll go on a retreat and we'll visit these holy sites, you know, as our extended family. And then we're going to stay there for a little longer, and we're going to be doing healing workshops for the people in Lebanon. It's sort of like it's a mission. So it's sort of like we get the advantage of going to visit Lebanon, and then you guys will leave, and then we're going to work with the people that are so desperately needing healing, just like we are. So praise God, and I hope that you all sign up to our website, Joyful Hope TV, and you can see us on Facebook and follow us. We do nighttime prayers with the Campbells. So we do what in the Divine Office, we do Compline Live with the boys in Joy, and we sing the Psalms, and then we read your prayer intentions. So every night you can participate on us on Facebook, and you can go to Joyful Hope TV and see our little blogs. And I just heard from the president of AFC that we will be back, and we're supposed to be coming back for a long time. So we're going to be all here the whole summer. So tell your friends about us and bring us with you so we're still family and connect with us.
Yeah, bring us with you in your graces that you will receive, okay? Because the graces will unfold sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly but surely, but there are a lot of graces that you are going to experience in time. So in those graces, please remember us, and remember us in your prayers as well, for sure, in your thoughts, and know that we will be praying for you. We will be praying that those graces that you are going to experience, the healings that you're going to experience, you claim in faith. Claim them. If you notice something, claim it. All right? The Lord wants you to cooperate in that healing, so claim it. So we'll be praying for you that you claim your healings, and we'll be praying for you that any challenges you face along the way in that, in this healing process, that the Lord will help you in that, protect you, come against any forces, and help you in that. So know that we'll be with you, and please keep us with you, yourselves, and your journey as you go along. Okay?
Praise God. Thank you so much again. Oh, we got the Lebanon video up there.